Welcome to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Aziz Nasa. I'm frequently asked, what's the definition of elderly in AML, and is there an age at which we decide not to treat? This is a great question. AML is a disease of elderly. The median age of diagnosis of AML is 60 years old. Typically, we draw a line in the sand around age of 60 to separate patients of 60 year old or older as older adults with AML compared to less than 60, which they are younger adult with AML. Although some of clinical trials have used age of 65 years and older as a definition of elderly AML. Again, these are mainly lines in the sand as the age is a continuous variable dividing it, it's mainly based on clinical trials or expert opinion. In terms of which age we decide not to treat, overall, any elderly adult with AML should be offered treatment regardless of their age. Preferably, the treatment should be clinical trial. In terms of intensive treatment, typically we offer intensive treatment for well-fit patients, age of 60 to 75. We can offer them intensive chemotherapy if they have good performance status and less comorbidities, and we think they can tolerate chemotherapy. Patients from age of 75 to 80, we still can discuss intensive chemotherapy with them case by case. It depends on their goal of the treatment and whether we think they can tolerate intensive chemotherapy. Typically, patients up age of 80 and above, we don't offer them intensive chemotherapy, but we do offer them treatment with less intense chemotherapy, whether it's a clinical trial or treatment with hypomethylating agent or low-dose cytarabine.